Wonderful, thank you. Welcome to our March 28th, almost full moon, blue moon session. Very excited to connect with you all tonight. I want to welcome everybody who's new, that this is your first time here. And even those who maybe it's your second or third time here, you're still kind of new, so welcome. For those of you who've been doing this with me for a while, you know the saga of my laptops. I bought a brand new laptop last year and it crashed and crashed and crashed and crashed. Part of it is Mercury retrograde, and part of it is that I energetically blow out my phone and my laptop all the time. I don't mean to, but it happens. So I ended up trading that computer in after trying to get it fixed for 6 months, got a brand new laptop, had it for about 5 months. We hit Mercury retrograde. Guess what it started doing? It's been crashing. Brand new laptop, even pricier than the one before, so that I wouldn't have this problem. As soon as we hit this Mercury retrograde, it started crashing. So the reason I'm telling you that is because I didn't want to take it into Best Buy because it'll take them a couple weeks probably to get it back to me, which meant I wouldn't be able to connect with you. However, let's all just send good mojo for my laptop to stay connected tonight. But if I just disappear from the screen, don't be alarmed. It just means my laptop crashed. It'll go to a blue screen. It'll go, kind of like that, and then I'll be back in about a minute and a half because it'll reboot itself, and it might be 2 minutes because I gotta come back and find you. But if we're in the middle of a shamanic journey, just stay where you are in the shamanic journey. Just keep doing whatever we're doing, or just connect with your guides for a minute until I'm back. If I'm in the middle of talking with someone or talking like this and I just randomly disappear, you'll know why. But I'll be back, and I apologize in advance if my laptop does crash, and I will be dropping it off tomorrow to start with a new laptop that gets to go to Best Buy. I have a funny thing with technology, and I tend to blow it out a lot. My energy blows it out, but I kind of feel like I didn't do anything to this laptop, so I'm not sure what's up. So I just want to give you the heads up. Paige is hosting tonight. If I need to text her and say, hey, I'm coming right back, I'll be able to do that. And also, Paige, if I disappear, just keep an eye on everybody. You'll all be fine. You're all in the comfort of your own home. But Paige is hosting and will be there if anything happens. So I just wanted to mention that. I also want to mention before we journey that I've decided to extend the early bird price and just keep it at $365 for everybody signing up for the retreat. We do need a minimum number of people, or I'll have to open it up to other students because the retreat center charges me for a minimum number of people, whether you sign up or not. We're not quite there yet, so I'm going to extend the $365 and just keep it permanent, the permanent price. And I really do hope that supports some of you in being able to sign up in the next month or so. So that's June 8th through 10th. It's going to be here right near Asheville. And really excited. I think this is going to be really neat to connect in person like that. One of the things I want to talk about tonight before we journey is I want to mention a little bit about healing teams and about calling in your guides around you to support. We've talked about this a little bit before, but I'd like to revisit it because a lot of people are saying that they need support with not only yourselves, but with those that you love and care about. So I'm just going to give you a real brief synopsis of how to work with the healing team. Basically, a healing team are your guides and any energies that you work with in the realms. It can be angels, ascended masters, animal totems, plant totems, beings of light, ancestors, whoever feels like they can do a really good job supporting others, and they support you. You want to just have a team, 3, 4, 5, 6 beings. Just keep it simple. I mean, don't, if you're trying to remember 25 different beings, you may not be able to do that. And if somebody in your life is needing support, what you can do is ask your healing team to go and support them for their highest and greatest good. And just feel your team, see your team in the realms going to be with them, and then let it go. This is a way of not being attached to the outcome. And it's also a way to support the people you love without feeling drained. I know we have a lot of empaths in the group and a lot of sensitive people. And so you can energetically support others without feeling drained. And If you're wanting to hold space or support those in your life that are needing help, sending your healing team is a great way to do that. And then you know they're being taken care of and you can deal with what you need to deal with in your life. The other thing I want to mention that I want to remind each of you to do is every morning and every morning when I wake up and at night when I go to bed, I always invoke my circle around me. For example, I always have at least four energies that I call in either at the four directions or the four corners of my house. I happen to work with archangel energies. You can work with whatever you want. But every morning and every night, I call in the archangels, the four sides of my house, above and below. I do a little bit more, but I don't need to get into all that. And then I also call in Apu mountain spirits that I work with. And I see them circled up around me as well. And I call them in at different sides of my home and above and below and in the center. So whatever resonates for you, you might just call in two energies. It doesn't matter. The reason I'm telling you to do this is because this is a way that you are activating support first thing in the morning, and you're honoring and acknowledging that support at night and activating it for your dream time. And the more you do that, it's like weaving an energetic web. So when I say Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Sandalphon, Metatron, and I activate the energetic grid of this space and I activate my personal energetic grid. Don't worry about the energetic grid part if you don't know about that. But when I call in those four angels and one above, one below, and one in the center, when I do that every morning and every night, every morning, every night, every morning, every night, like it just gets energetically stronger and stronger. And the weaving of those energetic threads get tighter and tighter so that that energy is consistently there to support me and to support my space. So I wanted to mention that because I know it's been pretty challenging lately, a lot of karmic stuff coming up to clear, a lot of old patterns coming up, but even if your life is working wonderfully, this is a great practice to have to call in at least four guides, one at each corner of your home, if you've got four that you like to work with regularly. And just all you have to do, I literally just say their name, Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael. It's that simple. I don't have to make a big deal about it. But before I turn on my phone, before I do anything in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I say, Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, Sandalphon, Metatron. And I see them circled up in the middle, above and below. And then when I go to sleep at night, I do the same thing. And so I'm constantly invoking this energetic support and this energetic grid and this energetic presence. And I want to mention that to all of you because that's something that could be really supportive in your life. And then you'll really feel your space shift, you'll feel the support around you more tangibly. And it's a really easy way to create consistency with calling them in without having to go journey for 30 minutes to do it. You literally just say their names and invoke them around you. It's that simple. And I want to mention that because I can tell a lot of you need some extra support, but even if you're feeling great, like I said, just start doing this so that when you're not feeling great, you do feel supported. And also, the more you do this, the easier it is to connect with them because you're invoking them every morning and every night. The more you're able to really tap in and tangibly connect. So I wanted to mention that and just encourage each of you to do that. And the energies that you invoke in the morning and the evening can also be part of your healing team. I definitely call in the archangels as part of my healing team. And when somebody says, I need support, I send my healing team and I ask that my healing team support them for whatever their highest and greatest good is. I don't have to be attached to that. I don't have to worry about how that works out for them. It's better if I'm not attached to the outcome and just send that support for their highest and greatest good so that I'm not attaching to their wellness or their shift. I'm simply saying, here's some support from the realms, just given with love, without attachment, and I just send it. Of course, you can set the intention of, if they've said, hey, will you pray for me or will you hold space for me because of whatever, you're welcome to say, hey, healing team, go help them with that thing. It's great to be intentional about that. But at the same time, don't get too caught up in the story. Don't get attached to what happens with them. Let them have their experience. Invoke your healing team and just send them to be with that person. The more you do that, the more you're going to see the benefits of it for you and for them. It benefits you because you're not stressing out about them, and you know that you're sending them support. You know, you see them surrounded with those animal totems or those archangels or whatever you're working with. You will see them and feel them surrounded with that, and you'll calm down. You'll relax. You'll be more peaceful. You'll help them be more peaceful. And you're not projecting anxiety about their experience, right? And I think, I'm sorry, maybe it was Judy. Were you the one asking about your daughter? Yeah. So this is part of why I'm sharing this with you all tonight. I don't mind doing work for people that you all know in this space, but it's also one of those things where I want to be really in integrity with it. If I don't know that person or they don't know me and they haven't asked me for support, I want to honor that. When we're working with kids, it's a little different if they're little, you know, like if Paige has little ones, and if she's like, I really want to do some work on behalf of my, I don't know how old your kids are, Paige, but we'll just say 4 years old, 2 years old, whatever. Then we can do that, but we ask the child's soul energy in the realms first for permission. I just like to do that to keep it really in integrity. So yeah, and I also want to really be in integrity. If we work on behalf of your friend or your family member, I'd really like to actually focus on working on you all. And as you heal and feel more calm and supported, then your family member will feel that too. So just finding that balance of being in integrity with this circle and this particular healing space while also supporting the people that you love and care about. So that's why I wanted to mention this. And also for those of you who do have kids, you can totally surround your kids with, I call it my healing team. You can call it your posse, your support team, your homies. I mean, my students have all sorts of names for their healing team. I focus on healing, so that's why I call it that. But whatever you want to call them, you can send your kids to school every day surrounded by that team. If you have a loved one or a partner, a husband, a wife, or whatever, surround them with that support. It's not just for people who need help or people who are sick. You can do this for anybody that you just want to offer that support and send really tangible support around them and not feel drained like, I've got to do all this stuff for that person. You've got a team in the realms that will do that for you. And they are infinite in their abilities, unlike us. And they are totally clean and clear in their abilities. So I want to put that on everybody's radar so that you have that tool to work with as you're supporting yourself and as you're supporting others. And again, do that practice AM and PM. First thing when you wake up, just call in your guys to circle up around you or circle around your house. And when you're falling asleep at night, call them to circle up around you or circle around your house. And that's it. That's all you have to do. You don't have to make a big deal about it. But you are setting an intention and you're setting the vibration for your day and for your night every time you do that. And like I said, you're weaving these energetic threads to be stronger and more activated and more supportive for you. So that's a good place to start. Okay. And what I'd like to do tonight is a shamanic journey. Before I start working with people one-on-one, I'd like to do a shamanic journey to really tap in with this full moon. We've got a lot culminating from the solar eclipse of last year, that full eclipse that came over North America. So a lot of that started culminating in eclipses this spring, and these full moons have really been interesting for people. And as I said, tonight we only have women on the session. And again, I'd probably do this even if men were on the session, but I definitely received counsel to do some shamanic journeying to connect in with this full moon energy. And we will be bringing the energy of this full moon into our womb and into our pelvic floor and do some pelvic floor clearing. Now, I'm going to invoke a lot of grace and ease in this because our pelvic floor, I hope everybody understands what I mean by that. Like, it's basically your root chakra and your whole pelvic area. And it's literally a bowl. in your body. And in the Andes, the Pacos say that the stuck energy, the hucha, basically sinks down into our pelvic floor, male and female. This is not just for women. The full moon feels kind of goddessy though, and I like bringing that in to help with the clearing. But they say that the stuck energies and the things that aren't supporting us will often float down, just like if you have a glass of water and you shake up the dirt in it and then the dirt starts to settle, these energies will start to settle and they'll settle down in this pelvic floor region. And como se dice, I don't like to set the intention for anybody to have a challenging time or a healing crisis after the fact, but I will say, you know, to those of you who've just joined this work and have just joined this group, welcome. And also, we do deep work. And for those of you who have been in the group a while, you're feeling that. And I don't have to be with you in person. So pelvic floor clearing, my experience is it's deeply cleansing. So we are going to invoke grace and ease. I want you to take real good care of yourself after the fact. It's not going to hurt you or harm you, but we're going to be clearing out some old karmic stuff, and it's time. It's time to do that. So definitely we'll invoke grace and ease and bring in that beautiful La Luna moon medicine. So let's take a moment and just breathe into our bellies and get ready to journey. And just take some nice deep breaths into your belly. Just really allowing yourself to ground and settle in to your body. Invoking the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael in the center, Sandalphon above, Metatron below. Activating this temple grid space all the way, linking in with each of you wherever you are and activating your temple grid space, so that we are linked in this medicine world space. We are together in medicine world, and anything that is in this space must be pure love and pure medicine. Breathe into your bellies, invoking the sacred mountains, Apu Kuna, calling in your support, Yi Tu Apu Graybeard, Apu Asangate, Apu Salkantai, Apu Pacha Tucson, Apu Puma Marka, Apu Mama Simona, Apu Veronica. Breathe into your bellies, invoking the Nyusta Kuna, the sacred rivers and the sacred open spaces. Invoking our guides, our teachers in the seen and unseen realms. Invoking our healing teams, and I send my healing team to be with each of you tonight. A healing team can be in all sorts of places at once, so I am sending each of you my healing team for added support this evening. And invoking the Munari, who are psychic and energetic surgeons in the realms who will support and assist us tonight. So breathing into your belly, in your sacred imagination, visualize your portal door that you step through into your sacred space. Making your way into your sacred space. And take a moment to really connect with your sacred space and see a visual of your space. Allow your sacred imagination to really create that tangible visual for you. And take a moment to invite your guides into this space, allowing them to circle up around you, And whatever you're working with is perfect. And if there's any new guides that show up, they're welcome to connect with you tonight. And as you're connecting with your guides, take a moment to recognize who is part of your healing team. At least three or four of them that can be your support team, your healing team. And whoever it is perfect. And as you connect with your guides and your healing teams, breathe gently and deeply into your belly. And just visualize yourself lying down in your beautiful sacred space with your guides around you. You might see or feel my healing team with you there. And you're also welcome to work with the Munari for psychic and energetic surgeries this evening. However you see them is perfect. And as you're lying there in your sacred space, breathe into your belly. And take a moment and tap in with La Luna, Mama Kia, the moon. Looking into her beautiful face, telling her hello. And as you connect with this beautiful full moon, draw her closer. Ask her to come close. Ask her to come down toward the earth to connect with you. And invite the moon to step into your core, into your pelvic floor, into your womb area. Just allowing that whole area literally to be filled with the energy of the moon, of the light that is reflected from the moon. Filling that whole space with light. Setting the intention that with grace and ease, your womb, your ovaries, your first and second chakras, your entire pelvic floor region is cleansed, cleared, purified, transmuted and transformed into pure love and pure medicine throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms with much grace and ease. Just continue to connect with the moon and receive this support and healing, this cleansing of your pelvic floor. The Munari will work with you as well. Mama Kia, Mama Kia. Olympiada, Olympiada. Olympiada, Olympiada. Mama Kia, Mama Kia. Mama Kia, Mama Kia. Olympiada, Olympiada. Mama Kia, Mama Kia. Mama Kia, Mama Kia. Bintiara, Bintiara. Bintiara, Bintiara. Mama Kia, Mama Kia. Mama Kia, Medicina. Mama Kia, Mama Kia. Mama Kia, Medicina. Buena, buena, Medicina. Buena, buena, Medicina. La Luna, Medicina. La Luna, Medicina. Goddess, Goddess, Medicina. Goddess, Goddess, Medicina. Priestess, Priestess, Medicina. Priestess, Priestess, Medicina. Serpiente, Medicina. Serpiente, Medicina. Amaru Medicina, limpia, limpia Medicina, limpia, limpia Medicina, limpia, limpia Medicina, limpia, limpia Medicina. Limpia, limpia, cuerpo, cuerpo. Limpia, limpia, cuerpo, cuerpo. Limpia, limpia, cuerpo, cuerpo. Limpia, limpia, cuerpo, cuerpo. Limpia, 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 mente. Limpia, limpia, mente, mente. Limpia, limpia, limpia mente. Limpia, limpia mente, mente. Limpia, limpia corazón. Limpia, limpia corazón. Limpia, limpia corazón. Limpia, limpia corazón. Limpia, limpia pelvic floor. Limpia, limpia pelvic floor. Limpia, limpia pelvic floor. Limpia, limpia pelvic floor. Limpia, limpia root chakra. Limpia, limpia root chakra. Limpia, limpia root chakra. Limpia, limpia root chakra. Limpia, limpia ovaries. Limpia, limpia ovaries. Limpia, limpia womb. Limpia, limpia womb. Mama Kia, Medicina. Mama Kia, Medicina. Mama Kia Medicina. Mama Kia Medicina. Mama Kia Bintiana. Mama Kia Bintiana. Mama Kia Bintiana. Mama Kia Bintiana. Luz Divina Medicina. Luz Divina Medicina. Luz Divina Medicina. Luz Divina Medicina. Tigre, Tigre Medicina. Tigre, Tigre Medicina. Tigre, Tigre Medicina. Tigre, Tigre Medicina. Mama Kia Luz Divina. Mama Kia Luz Divina. Mama Kia Luz Divina. Mama Kia Luz Divina. Estrellas Luz Divina. Estrellas Luz Divina. Estrellita Luz Divina. Estrellita Luz Divina. Luna vi medicina. Luna vi medicina. Luna vi medicina. Luna vi medicina. Apukuna medicina. Apukuna medicina. Apukuna medicina. Apukuna medicina. Nyustakuna medicina. Nyustakuna medicina. Nyustakuna medicina. Nyustakuna medicina. Pachamama medicina. Pachamama medicina. Pachamama medicina. Pachamama medicina. Mama Kia 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 Medicina. Breathe into your belly. Just allowing that light that the moon reflects to fill your entire body. Invoking the medicine of water clear, cleanse, transmute, and transform any hucha, any stuck energy within your pelvic floor, within your body, with grace and ease. Allowing the power of the moon, the way it brings the waves in and out, allowing that same medicine to flow through our bodies to bring us balance, flow, movement, harmony, divine timing, grace and ease, as well as the power of that connection between the waters and the moon, the power of the ocean, the power of the moon to determine the tides. Breathe into your bellies and receive that support, those activations. As you breathe gently into your belly, integrating all that you are receiving, allowing yourself to energetically root into Pachamama so that you feel held and stabilized and grounded to stay in your body as you receive all of these shifts of support, so that you are embodied with grace and ease. You fill yourself with grace and ease. And breathing gently into your belly. Come to a place of completion with your guides, with this beautiful energy within you. A place of completion for now. You'll continue to receive and be supported even when we complete this journey. Be sure to tell your guides and the moon, thank you, keeping that beautiful moon energy in your pelvic floor. Filling your cup, filling your inner chalice. And telling your guides, thank you. As you make your way, when you're ready, back through your portal door. And you're welcome to bring your guides with you through your portal door into your space. Feel them and see them circling around you in your physical space before you close that portal door behind you. And once the portal door is closed, just taking your time to move your fingers and your toes and really bring yourself back fully into your body. Remembering to breathe gently into your belly to continue the integration with grace and ease. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And I encourage you to drink a little water. I'll be right back. I'm going to close the curtains right on the other side of this laptop. Keep breathing gently into your belly. That was some good medicine. I was linking in with each of you. Let's see if I can check messages without check this chat without my trusting that my laptop will be fine. Great. Awesome. Okay, wonderful. So was checking the chat messages to see if there's anything I needed to see. So be sure to drink plenty of water now and as we continue tonight and when we're complete, because this is definitely clearing you. But it's also filling you. We're not just clearing, we're also filling with that beautiful divine light that's reflected. And one of the things I really love about the moon is that it represents, for me anyway, shadow and light, because the moon doesn't shine light, it simply reflects light. So it's really shadow that is reflecting the sun. And that's really potent medicine for us. And that brings a beautiful balance into our bodies, into our hearts and minds. It was interesting that Tiger wanted to come in. I wasn't singing in a lot of animals. I didn't feel them coming through. But Tiger really was like, I'm coming in. And I went, alrighty then. Serpent came through. Amaru, in the Andes, Amaru is the primordial serpent that's coiled in the center of the earth. So when I call in Serpiente, I often will also invoke Amaru, A-M-A-R-U. But those are really the only animal totems that were coming through. There was Bintiada means healing. Limpiada is a cleaning within, a cleaning the energy. Cuerpo, cleaning the body. Cuerpo, mente, the mind. Corazon, the heart. Mamakia is Quechua for moon. So just really just bringing in that good medicine. Wanted to do a little bit longer journey tonight for everybody. And you're welcome to listen to it again anytime you'd like to just tap in with that sweet moon medicine. So you're probably going to keep feeling this for a little while. And when I did my first pelvic clearing, when I did this work for my pelvic floor, a lot of things really opened up and shifted physically and energetically. And I definitely was very careful to drink lots of water and eat really healthy and take care of myself, because I could feel really old stuff cleansing out, not just physically, but energetically. And I knew that I wanted to really self-care a lot, so I encourage that to you. I also took a lot of Epsom salt baths after I did this for the first time, which if you're able to take a hot bath or an Epsom salt bath tonight or in the next few days, I highly recommend it. Take it as often as you need to really support this process. And I do invoke grace and ease, so I trust that each of you will be able to integrate with grace and ease. So was there anybody who wanted to do some one-on-one work tonight? We've got about 25 minutes. And I don't know, Paige, if you want them to raise their hand in the thingy or type. You can unmute yourself and tell us how you want us to do it. Can't hear you.
Either way, just put it in the chat box.
Oh, okay. You want to put it in the chat box?
Yeah, or under participants, there's a little thing that says raise hand, and it puts a little hand by your name so I can see it.
Great. So just let me know if anybody wants to do some mojo. Ancestors and alcoholism. Interesting. You feel like you were clearing that. Will you unmute Marianne, please? Do you feel that you were clearing that from your pelvic floor?
Well, I feel like they were coming around me and asking for help for clearing that.
Oh, interesting.
And there's alcoholism on both my mother and my dad's side, both of my grandparents, my grandpas. On my dad's side and my mom's side had problems with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. They were coming around.
Were you staying focused on your pelvic floor and your healing?
Yes. Well, I was trying to, because I even feel it in my pelvic floor. I feel like mild cramping in there right now.
Yeah. I had some of that too when I did this work actually. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because I forgot to mention that to you all. Because even for men who do this, and even for women, if your ovaries have been removed or if your womb has been removed, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have ovaries and a womb to receive this clearing and this healing. And that's why it can work for men too. It's symbolic, it's energetic. But yeah, if you've got alcoholism, especially both lineages, that's one of those things that can definitely sink down into the pelvic floor and kind of be there on the back burner, so to speak. And you may not be an alcoholic, but it will dampen your energetics. And so that's really important to tap in with that. Have you done a cord clearing? I imagine you've done a cord clearing with your lineages, right?
I have, yes.
Have you done a cord clearing specifically with alcohol?
No, I haven't.
And that's something to consider, calling in the spirit of alcohol that's in your families and doing a clearing with that spirit, just like a lineage clearing where you say, please forgive me and I forgive you, the whole cord clearing that we do.
Okay.
Alcohol is called spirits for a reason. Alcohol has a lot of different spirits in it. And I don't think they're inherently bad. However, there's many spirits and they alter our experience. And so we get really opened up psychically, intuitively, spiritually. And then all these spirits are kind of running the show. And a lot of people lose control or become addicted to that feeling. But alcohol isn't inherently bad in and of itself. It's just not using it and working with it intentionally as medicine. And alcohol, I personally think, is more challenging to work with than, say, if you're working with just one plant medicine and you're working with the spirit of that plant, whereas alcohol has many spirits. So it can get a lot of chaos and a lot of confusion, a lot of crossed energies going on. And then, as you all know, once somebody is drunk or drinking too much, or then they end up doing things that create more crossed energies often. And it's the crossed energies piece that gets things really messy. So there becomes layers of things that you want to clear. I'm not receiving counsel to do a cord clearing with alcohol tonight for the group. If you all want to do that, I'll consider it. But I would definitely do that with your family lineages, working with your healing team as well. Call in legions of archangels for support, as well as all the beings that you work with, and really, plant that flag of no more. The buck stops here. The alcoholism stops here and is cleared through your entire family tree. You're the one who shifts, who sets into motion for that to shift. Does that make sense? She's muted again. Can you unmute her?
Yeah, I am I unmuted now?
You're unmuted, yep.
Okay, yep. That sounds good. Did you just do clearing?
Yeah, this really is a declaration, because you are standing up on behalf of your family lineage and saying, thank you. I understand that we needed this at some point and we don't need this anymore. And lovingly clearing that out, and really being the end of that in your family line. That might be a bit of a process. Don't worry about if it doesn't happen overnight, but that feels like really good work to do. You'll be doing it on behalf of your family, but really you'll be focused on you first.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is something we can talk about more later, since you're in the 4-month training, but that'll be some powerful work.
Okay, thanks.
Great, yeah, thank you. Judy, I think it's really funny your computer crashed. Sorry, hope I didn't blow it out for you. I'm not manifesting anybody's computers to crash tonight. Yannicka was saying an old woman came in a wolf with long gray hair, was very present. That's cool. I mean, that makes sense with the moon. Elaine, she was clearing out old eggs from ovaries, representing old ideas or direction. That's very cool. Can you do that same type of clearing with food? Can you unmute Kim, please? And this is good. It might be good just to answer some questions tonight. And we may not end up doing like, you know, work. Is Kim unmuted?
I am.
Yeah. Were you asking, can we do that same type of clearing with food with like I was talking about with alcohol?
Yes. That's what I meant.
Yeah, you can. You can do a clearing with food. Let me think about this for a minute. Let me tap in with my guides. I don't feel like it's food so much that really is the issue for most people. It's shame. A lot of food issues come from shame. A lot of food issues come from needing to feel protected. And so creating a distance from other people because we have extra layers. And food issues, I mean, I'm assuming we're talking about overeating. I'm kind of focused on overeating, but actually this could be either way. This could be...
Not necessarily overeating, but just the types, like certain types of foods, like the sugary.
Right,
I had a lot coming up this week around food being a way to suppress fire energy.
Yeah, and that I was going to get there too. It can be a big way. We're trying to fill a need, and so we physically fill up, and we can end up pushing things down. It can be sabotaging. Sugar especially can be trying to find sweetness, and then, you know, but it's more than that. And sugar can also be needing nurturance, needing nourishment, needing to feel safe. And a lot of food issues, whether it's sugar or not eating enough, anorexia, bulimia, overeating, whatever it is, ultimately what I would do if you all are dealing with something like that, and it's actually something I've done because I love sugar. I mean, I gave up caffeine, I'm vegan, I don't smoke, I don't do drugs, I don't drink. Like, I'm so clean, I squeak when I walk. But sugar is just like, yeah, I love some sweets, and I've always loved sweets. And again, nothing inherently wrong with sweets, but it's how much and our relationship with it. So you could definitely do a cord clearing with sugar. I think that would be a good thing to do.
I've been off sugar for a couple of weeks now, and I'm starting to feel that fire energy come up a lot more, but it's uncomfortable. Like, I'm still getting used to that. So
yeah, that's where
I kind of like keep myself more subdued, and I don't necessarily want that, but it's kind of, it feels like a safer place than kind of being there all 100%.
Yeah, it can be a little scary when you actually stop dampening the energy and allow the fire to come up, because sugar and dairy can dampen the energy and suppress things. So, and it totally makes sense that you would feel a little anxious that your true authentic energy is starting to flow through again, and you're not used to that. So that it's actually enthusiasm masquerading as anxiety. Your soul's really excited, but you don't recognize this energy. So it gets all giggity, 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 and then you get anxious and go, this may not be good. And so it totally makes sense. What I would encourage is work with maybe milky oats and pedicularis, which are very great, really wonderful nervines, herbs. I would get them in a tincture form.
Valerian showed up tonight for the first time. Yeah.
Valerian might put you to sleep. So it's for sleeping. The reason and you're welcome to use it before you go to bed. For me, valerian keeps me awake. Mm-hmm. So with some people, it does that. There's those rare times when herbs will do the opposite of what they're meant to do for somebody. That'd be great for sleeping, but what you want is for your central nervous system to relax. So, so that you feel safe, so that you can actually express and feel safe, and your central nervous system could use that support. That's where the milky oats and the pedicularis come in. And let me just say, I'm not a doctor, I'm not an herbalist, and I cannot prescribe, but I work with milky oats and pedicularis every day. Every evening I take those. And because they actually, if you take them over long enough years, I've heard that they'll actually start reconnecting the synapses in the central nervous system and getting everything flowing the way it's originally meant to before we had traumatic experiences. But yeah, you can definitely do a cord clearing with sugar. I would definitely go talk to sugar as a spirit and see what your relationship is in the realms so that you can start shifting that. But you'll also want to do some work and healing around shame and around feeling safe. Because with sugar and that kind of stuff, it's layers.
Yeah.
So does that help?
Yeah. Thanks. Awesome.
Yeah, definitely check out those herbs. Sorry, I gotta get my reading glasses. Yeah, Judy, I'll work with you in just a second. Let me see what everybody else said. So Kat, yeah, what I would encourage you to do, and Julie uses Damiana. Yeah, Damiana is also gonna amp up the libido, and you may or may not want that. But whatever resonates for you all, whatever resonates for you for your nervous system, but you definitely want Nervines, things that are gonna calm the central nervous system. Elaine says hypochondria came up today. That is interesting. Kat, you shared about feeling held back by family members, your right hip, and all of that. Go to my YouTube channel and do a cord clearing with those family members, and that's going to help that a lot. Yeah, related to pelvis work. Yeah, go do that. So before we run out of time, because Judy had asked on the Facebook, can you unmute Judy, please? Are you unmuted?
Am I? Can you hear me?
Yep. Yep.
I don't know. I didn't realize we had our Reiki share Sunday, this past Sunday, and my Reiki instructor brought up because my back, you know, my shoulders back across here hurt so much, and my arms, mm-hmm. and it comes and goes. Mm-hmm. I don't think one thing triggers it like working or anything. Mm-hmm. And she said, she mentioned the back having the, when it hurts, she was always taught that that was past lives. But my arm, especially my right arm from my fingertips all the way up to my shoulders, to my shoulder, it really hurts a lot. And I know that's the masculine side. And I mean, I do a lot of therapies now as my body is continuing to heal, like colonics and massage and lymph massage and the Reiki. And so I know I'm in a major detox too, and it may just be the body process I have to go through, but I just wondered, could it be something else? I've not been doing it long enough to know. So I thought I would ask, throw the question out there.
Well, yeah, it could be a lot of things that I haven't really talked to you about. You know, I don't have a lot of details. You were talking about your hands getting really hot. We mentioned that on the Facebook page.
I woke up probably about 3 weeks ago in the middle of the night. My hands were like radiating like super fire heat from them. Mm-hmm. I woke up from a sleep and that was going on. But then they stay hot a lot. But, you know, my hands are bound up a lot from fascia, and that's breaking up now. But I don't know what's really technically physical and what is, you know, from a spiritual nature that could be there blocking or something. So
it's gonna be layers of things. You have good insight about that, and you recognize that. The hit I got intuitively as soon as I read your comments were with your hands, especially.
Yeah,
definitely trying to move.
The
energy is trying to move, and it's getting stuck in your hands. So it's really important that you allow that energy to come out through your hands and really be very intentional about getting it moving through your whole body. Because as you said, you're doing a lot of healing work.
Yes.
You are detoxing a lot.
Yes, I am.
You might even want to slow it down a little bit, because sometimes we can go into healing crisis.
I mean, like today I got an ionic foot bath, and I had one Thursday, but my feet felt so thick. They just needed relief. I needed to get that lymph out of my feet, and it felt so much better for it to go away. So I kind of, you know, I'll take a break for a while, and then I'll kind of do therapies. But now my daughter does the same thing with her hands. Her hands do the same thing. So if I need to try to clear to help her, but I'm just asking, that's all. And I'm fine with patience in a process. I just don't know where to start sometimes, or if there's something else I should do, or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is good to listen to your body and definitely be easy with yourself if you're doing a lot of different physical detoxes and body work. I trust that you know your body, and
yes,
it's good that you take a break from time to time. The energy is getting stuck in your hands.
Okay.
And part of the reason it's getting stuck in your hands is that you're a healer. You want to be a healer.
Yes.
But you're
yes.
a wounded healer.
Yes.
So you need to do your own work right now. And
right.
The energy is really trying to express, but there's still too much crossed energy stuff going on. I have no doubt that your daughter has the ability to be a healer.
I think so too.
So, what I would encourage is be very intentional about whatever tools you want to use. Keep the energy moving out of your hands. Keep it flowing. Give it to the earth. Keep it flowing.
So you mean like touch the earth, or I guess when you're saying get the energy out, I don't understand what you mean by that. Like moving with like an exercise ball or touching the dirt, because I like to work in the dirt. I'm a farmer's daughter. So I like my plants and like to be in the dirt. Is that kind of what you're talking about, to kind of ground my hands, or?
That would be very grounding, and that will help, but it's more about setting the intention.
Okay.
Allow the energy to continue to flow, because when it gets stuck in your feet, when it gets stuck in your hands,
yes.
when it gets stuck anywhere in your body, it needs movement.
Okay.
So if working in the garden gives you that movement, and you're setting the intention to move that energy into the earth, then that's great.
Yes.
You're just gardening without the intention to move the energy, then you won't.
Gotcha. So the intention's the most important thing. I have to make sure I focus on that intention.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you. I will start on that immediately.
And,
so we can have some relief.
Yeah. So part of what that's going to help with, and this goes for everybody that's listening right now, if you've got any places in your body that are hurting, that means energy is stuck. Energy needs to move. I just had to plug in my computer. And also trauma often gets stuck in the joints. So for anybody having joint issues, a lot of that is indicative of trauma that's gotten stuck. So any way that you're able to energetically get that moving or physically get that moving, but especially if your hands, Judy, are heating up.
Yes.
From a shamanic perspective, that's the healing energy trying to express. So you can give it to Pachamama. You can place your hands on yourself and do Reiki on yourself just to get
right.
the energy moving. And part of what will happen is as you do that, all the stuff that's going on up here will start here. It's up here because it's stuck down here. And part
it's not what up there because it's stuck down here? You broke
it's
up.
Hurting. It's
okay,
hurting.
Okay, hurting.
Right.
Because it's stuck down here because it's not moving out.
Right. And part of this too is, I'm just going to be totally honest. You're getting a lot of ego blown out right now. And so, you know, that's not easy. We all go through it. There's really a time where we've got to, that ego's got to be put in check, and everything we thought we knew isn't necessarily working anymore. And everything we believed in may not be what we believe anymore.
Right.
And everything we held on to, we can't hold on to anymore. And really what I encourage you to do, and everybody listening, it's really important to be in student mind, and just listen and be open and receptive. And don't beat yourself up, but definitely keep the ego in check, because initiations last longer and feel worse when we're in resistance and when our ego is trying to make it do something different. So it's this balance of surrendering into it and recognizing that you're in an initiation right now.
Yeah, and that's the rest of the question I had on Facebook, that extreme things of that was going on. So that's ego getting in check, I would assume. It's either all in or all out. You know, it's like a duality of some sort that I feel like. That extreme personality I can be. that's an ego thing.
Well, that some of that might be ego, but some of that is also that you're a big personality.
Yes.
So it feels to me, and I'm just tapping in psychically.
Yes, I am a big personality. I am.
And so What I would encourage for you is find time to meditate, get that energy moving, and focus on listening. Just really focus on listening, 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 listening to other people. If somebody's talking to you and you want to talk back, breathe into your belly.
Yeah.
Listen. Right. And just make a practice of listening right now, because you are receiving all sorts of information. Mm. But what I'm getting in your energy, and this happens to everybody. Everybody on the call has done this. Everybody has done this or is doing it. When we're anxious or we're hurting or whatever's going on, we have a tendency to be resistant or maybe talk too much or maybe not listen. And we're receiving information all the time. And you are receiving all sorts of information and support, but your little girl self is so anxious right now that one of the ways you're trying to deal with it is to just have a lot of big energy and a lot of talking and a lot of, let me figure this out, let me figure this out, let me figure this out. Yes. That's super stressful.
Yes, and that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and I know that place. Everybody on the session knows that place. So I might be in that place right now with Judy. So we want the mind to be part of the equation, but we don't want to live there.
Yeah, you know, I'm like that accountant that is analytical. So I have to learn to shift the way I think, because I did that for 30 years. Okay, that's a long time.
Learn to integrate that as a gift so that you're not trying to push away the analytical. That's where the extremes will come from too, when we're not integrating. When you're not integrating, you're trying to go, I'm not saying you're doing this. You may not be doing this, but just as an example, if someone's been an accountant their whole life and they're like, don't want to be an accountant, just want to focus on healing, then we're not integrating all of our gifts. And that would be part of the issue. That's going to create those extremes where you're not living in the mundane is also ceremony. The analytical is also expansive. You see what I mean? So
yeah,
I would encourage for you and for anybody else that is dealing with the kind of stuff she's talking about, especially if you all are doing a lot of detoxing or a lot of clearing or you're in an initiation, the best thing to do is soul retrieval. So go to the YouTube channel, find that general soul retrieval, and listen to it until you can just do it on your own. Because
yeah, I've done it, but I'm sure I need to keep doing it. How often do you need to kind of keep?
You want to do it whenever you feel called, whenever it feels good to you. Don't get obsessive about it. But if there's been times back in the day where I was in a deep initiation place, and it every couple days I would just.
I can, okay.
Or whenever stuff got triggered, I would just say I and state my full name, call myself to myself. I receive myself with grace and ease, you know, throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. I would just keep it short and simple whenever I was getting triggered or it was coming up. And those of you dealing with PTSD, if you're dealing with food issues, if you're dealing with physical pain, like we do a lot of cleansing and clearing, and that's great. And we also need to do the filling. You know, and sometimes we need to feel safe, and our little boy selves, when we're doing all this clearing, may not feel very safe because they're like, where's everything going? Even though it's stuff you want to get out, it's still like emptying everything out. So soul retrieval is nourishing and nurturing. And I encourage you all to be doing that whenever it's popping up for you, whenever you're feeling triggered, whenever you're like Kim, you said you've been off of sugar for 2 weeks. And if you find yourself starting to creep back towards sugar, it's time to do some soul retrieval just to fill and nourish and nurture. So does that help, Judy?
I seriously need to do that because it's been a while and we've done a lot of work.
Yeah. And that's why 2 weeks ago we did that integration session. So if you all need to go back and listen to that, you know, do that. Yeah. And this was good because usually you all know, usually I do some one-on-one healing work at this point, but it's good to every once in a while just take some time and answer questions. So I didn't specifically work with anybody, you know, through shamanic journeying, but it's good to answer these questions because whatever you're asking other people, that's supportive to them in their own way. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. And so as far as your hands being really cold, that's also energy needing to move. But it's a different thing. And so, was that Elaine who was saying, if your hands are really cold, that's because you need to be moving energy into your hands. So if you're Reiki trained, definitely start working with the Reiki. That means you need to get energy into your hands. Whereas if your hands are super burning hot, that means the energy's there. If they're cold, that means the energy's not getting there. I mean, that's kind of common sense, I would imagine. But I used to have really cold hands and cold feet. And the more I do over the years, I've done soul retrievals and really gotten more grounded and into my body, I don't have that problem anymore. So get the energy moving and keep it flowing so it doesn't get stuck and your hands are super hot, but also get the energy moving into your hands and feet so that they'll warm up, and do those soul retrievals and just general soul retrieval. You don't have to know what lifetime or timeline it's coming back from, but that is a practice that can be consistently supportive. So, yeah. Oh my gosh, it's 8:18. I didn't even realize. So this was a lot of good questions, a lot of good stuff to work with tonight. And please do use any of those videos on YouTube to do cord clearing, family lineage stuff, everything we talked about, and just share on the Facebook group page how that's working for you. And thank you so much for being here. My laptop didn't crash. Yay! So thank you all for being here. I'm really glad you made it. And if you want to unmute everybody, and say goodbye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.